Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So I just saw this one. This is from TMZ, and this is hysterical. So John Taffer, who's been on the show, in fact, one of my favorite shows is Bar Rescue, because I've learned so much and it's hysterical. But he's suing a guy who has been impersonating him. So a guy is getting sued because he's been impersonating Bar Rescue star John Taffer in Florida bars. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. So there's a guy going around Florida bars and restaurants pretending to be him. And apparently he's like being super shady with chicks while he does it. It's a federal lawsuit. The guy's name is Vic Carolio. He's been passing himself off as John Taffer around Naples for more than 3 years and has been bragging all over social media about the likeness. Like, he even commented on one of John Taffer's posts saying, "My twin, so they say." He kind of looks like him, but not really. And he has gotten credit cards with the name John Taffer. Apparently, he's even used them to pay for dinner. And oh my gosh. And so he's got a lawsuit. I feel like he's not the guy who's been impersonating Taffer is going to lose at this. That is creepy. That is super creepy. Yikes. This Florida man is accused of stabbing and punching men during a religious debate at a gas station. Palm Coast, Florida. A conversation between strangers in Flagler County at a gas station turned violent when a man allegedly stabbed and punched the other men as the discussion turned to religion. Hunter Deathero. Oh, wow. Is it really his name? Deathero? Of course it is. 22-year-old from Palm Coast was arrested and charged with 2 counts of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon after the incident at a Circle K on Palm Coast. They said that one of the victims was Buddhist, cut him off as he tried to speak about his religious views. And I guess as a form of witness, he decided to punch and stab the guy. That's just bad witness. It's just bad witness. I'm just saying. The victim sustained multiple lacerations to his neck and back. He had a deep puncture wound on his left side. Everybody was taken to the hospital. This is so ridiculous. This dude, though, the main antagonist is in Flagler County Jail in a $300,000 bond. Just why are people like this? Just why? This is the one I wanted to get to. This was yesterday. Gosh, I hate this computer right now. It's very slow. So this comes from the UK. And the story is that this Florida man was pretending to be a Disney World staffer so he could steal these famous, I guess, character costumes. He pretended to be working a security job. And he stole like some character stuff and a statue. I don't know how you steal a statue, but David Emerson Proudfoot did that. He's facing third degree grand theft charges and obstruction by false information. He wore a Disney name tag and tried to steal an R2-D2 statue worth up to $10,000. And they said confused Proudfoot was allegedly spotted pushing a cart while leaving one of the hotels there. He identified himself with the name of someone who didn't work there. It was Walt Disney World, and he was moving the statue in a game machine on the property. But they're like, "You're not moving this, you're taking it." And he was. He was, in fact, moving it to his own, wherever he lived. That's what he was doing. He was moving it. This is one of the goofiest stories. So a man was shot by a dude who mistook him for a turkey. That's a stretch for me. This is, again, Flagler County. They're really getting it this week. A man was shot by a guy who mistook him for a turkey while out turkey hunting. The guy called 911, the hunter, who said he was turkey hunting. He saw 3 female turkeys in the road and he followed them and he found the male turkey. And that's when he fired his shotgun. And then he was like, "Wait a minute, that's a decoy." And then someone screamed that they had been shot. He was taken to Daytona Beach. Did the guy have on orange? You need to have on orange. So they said that it was Florida Fish and Wildlife. They got involved with us. They're still investigating and they don't know yet. They haven't actually said if the hunter, this is only like 2 days ago, if the hunter is going to be charged in this incident. But yeah, that's golly, this is just so crazy. It's a crazy story. A man made a horrifying discovery because he noticed toes sticking out of the ground in his garden. That sounds horrific. This was in Jacksonville, Florida. And I don't know if it's going to redirect and pull up because this is, I'm about ready to throw this computer across the room. The Florida resident was doing work on his backyard. He saw toes sticking out of the ground, and then they were human toes. As we move, our partners who help bring you free radio, it's our friends over at Kel-Tec. If you haven't checked out the new generation of the Sub 2K, you definitely need to do so. It's a game changer. It's a 9mm carbine. And previously with the other iterations, you know, you take your optics off, you fold it in half, you know, it's quickly, easily stowed away. And you can also quickly and easily just, you know, as easily deploy it. But now with the Gen 3, you don't have to take your optics off. Just twist and fold, that motion of the patent pending rotating fore-end, twist in either direction, it folds it right in half. And they've also upgraded their trigger. It's a aluminum trigger designed, redesigned mechanics for a lightened pull, 5 pound pull, and provides for more precise feedback. So you get a clean, isolated pull that translates into improved accuracy, upgraded action as well. They have a redesigned operating handle for added comfort, a lightened action for easy racking, ambidextrous bolt hold open, and a new chamber indicator as well. There's all kinds of stuff on this. It's the new Sub 2K Gen 3, the 9mm carbine from Kel-Tec. Check it out. It's the Sub 2K. Read Sub 2000 at KeltecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Well, you've been called a highly credible witness, and you have a PhD in psychology. You're a professor. You teach at Palo Alto and Stanford universities. But even today, some people remain skeptical of your story. And you write that during the hearing, Senator Lindsey Graham wouldn't even make eye contact with you. Were you prepared for that kind of response?
I was prepared ahead of time that that none of the Republicans were going to speak with me, and they were going to use an outside interviewer. Mm-hmm. And so I was actually surprised at how kind some of the other Republican senators were who broke that protocol and said hello.
Who was that? Can you name a good one?
Senator Flake and Senator Sass both came over and said hello.
Neither one's in Congress anymore, right?
Yeah. But still, credit.
Good for them.
Both good men. Yeah.
Wow. So that is, do you remember her? She's back. Christine Blasey Ford. She was the woman that Democrats trotted out and were trying to use to torpedo Brett Kavanaugh's appointment to the Supreme Court. You all remember that. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you at the top of this second hour. And I mentioned this last night because I saw the Atlantic, I'm pulling this piece up, had written about this. They said Christine Blasey Ford's new memoir, because that's why she was on The View. That was Sarah Haynes on The View. And she was making rounds. She's promoting. She's got a new book out about her memoir, probably full of lies like her testimony. And that's what the Atlantic was doing. They were promoting her book. So if I haven't already, welcome back to the show. You can find us the simulcast on Channel 347 Direct TV. Listen across the country. This book, I have no, I can't, this is what the Atlantic said. They said, they wrote, quote, Christine, they wrote, Kavanaugh spoke after Ford, and the gulf between the two testimonies was, in retrospect, an omen. She offered evidence. He offered grievance. She spoke science. He spoke politics. She was piecing together fragments of a story, parts of which she had forgotten. It was a control. He was controlling the narrative. Christine Blasey Ford is a liar, and she's an embarrassment who shamefully tried to character assassinate a man with zero evidence, all to prevent him from getting on the bench. And ironically, this is an example of the progressive matriarchy that was weaponized for politics, just as described and misattributed by The Atlantic. This was bitch ink. That's what this was. You don't tear down men to build up women. I'm so tired of that BS haggery that masquerades as some perverted form of quote unquote equality or quote unquote gender justice or something like that. It's bitch ink. That's what this is. And that's what they tried to do. The Democrats worked hand in hand with it. And the sad thing is that it killed the belief that people would normally have towards actual real female victims that exist. You know, like the Harvey Weinstein victims and the Jeffrey Epstein victims and the Bill Clinton victims. All the women that Bitch Inc. wanted to ignore for their own political and professional advancement. So please spare me your crocodile tears over this shameful liar of a woman, Christine Blasey Ford, who discredited herself multiple times when she was testifying before the Senate. I mean, there were witnesses from that time that spoke in favor of Kavanaugh. None of Christine Blasey Ford's, none of her friends, none of Christine Blasey Ford's friends corroborated anything she said. Do you remember the one lady who said basically she was making it up? She could not even remember the date. She made up some story she has about going to a party and she witnessed something, except no one ever actually, no one who was there witnessed it. And they said, we don't even remember her being there. Why would she be invited? She was the woman. How much older was she than Brett Kavanaugh? There was no evidence that they even met. Christine Blasey Ford, I think, was demonstrably older than Kavanaugh at the time as well. And I think it brought up questions as to why was there a grown-ass woman at a college kids event. But okay. And then her friend Leland Kaiser said she didn't believe Ford's story. She didn't believe her story at all. And then Ford's friends were pressuring Leland Kaiser to change what she said. They pressured the woman who said she's lying. They tried to pressure her to change her story. I mean, good grief. Christine Blasey Ford's own father had backed Brett Kavanaugh. He didn't even believe his daughter's story. And everything, I remember sitting there listening to her speak. She had no recollection of date or year or time or anything else. She had no recollection of if she had anything to drink there, because she said, oh, he like was trying to assault her or something. She had no recollection of anything, nothing. And she never mentioned him until his name began circulating in the press as he started ascending higher and higher in the justice system. She said that she had wanted to ruin his reputation. And when Sarah Haynes said, well, you know, even today, some people remain skeptical of your story. That's because she's a liar, is why. She's a liar. I mean, this, and it also, I think her book kind of tells on her. I don't believe that she's a smart woman. I think that she is a clout chaser, and I think that she wanted personal and, or she wanted professional advancement. But they, this was, and she was encouraged by abortion activists and the far left and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They went and took this believe all victims to the nth degree, to the point where they robbed real victims of the benefit of the doubt. That's what these women did. That's what Bitch Inc. did. Bitch Inc. robbed true women victims of the benefit of the doubt. And they made everybody suspect. That's what they did. They set women back a century. It's shameful because there are real female victims out there. And sadly, they're usually at the hands of the men that Bitch Inc. tries to promote and protect. Always. Because they're predators too. They just don't want to admit it. Christine Blasey Ford is a predator. She's not prey. She's a predator. She targeted a man as a member of the progressive patriarchy, as a member of Bitch Inc. She targeted the man to try to ruin him because she knew she could play on society's stereotypes about women. How ironic. She would try to play to the perception that she was the weaker sex and weaponize that against Brett Kavanaugh. And they accused him in front of his wife and his children. Absolutely shameful. It's that moment, I think, radicalized an entire generation. And if Democrats want to bring all this up in an election cycle, by all means, I beg them to, because it was a disaster for them. There were a lot of women out there who are more moderate women. Maybe they identify second wave, who thought, you know, this is a little bit hypocritical. To watch some of these Hollywood actresses come out and demand that everyone believe Christine Blasey Ford while they were simultaneously defending and cozying up to Harvey Weinstein so long as he could get them through Miramax roles and funding for films. Interesting, right? And so Yeah, she's back because it's an election year. She's and I think it also paved the way for that E. Jean Carroll stuff. I do. I think it paved the way for that stuff. It took Believe All Women to the, you know, a crazy degree. So that's where, and these women, by the way, who promote this stuff are also the women who are silent when men are invading women's spaces. Hillsdale College, founded in 1844, they're about the pursuit of truth and defense of liberty, and they've made it their mission to reach millions of people across the country and teach them and inform them about the founding of the Republic, our principles, our natural rights. And they have a lot of free resources up at their website. And one of the newest ones is a free online course led by Victor Davis Hanson called American Citizenship and Its Decline. Now, it's not so much citizenship as it pertains solely to the border. They're talking about citizenship and the importance of the value of it that's been undermined by everything from not just borders, but identity politics, the administrative state, globalization, and more. You're going to gain a deeper insight into the connection between citizenship and freedom, and you can share it with friends and family. These online courses are an important component of Hillsdale's mission to reach and teach millions of people on behalf of liberty and the American way of life. Sign up today for Hillsdale's free online course, American Citizenship and Its Decline, and you can do so by visiting Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So we had this from the other day, how apparently that police room in New Orleans where rats were eating all the marijuana, apparently they were eating everything. And apparently it's not just rats. The cockroaches are also high. That is what city council was told earlier. They said that the uncleanliness of the building is off the charts. So not only did they tell the press, but they also went to city council because apparently nothing is happening at this building. That's all the vermin are high. This, I think, is a hysterical story. So the New York Post has this story. I don't know if you know. Look, unless you are bougie brains out, nobody pays attention to this stuff. Most people only know it from TV. Hermes, which is a French brand, they have this stupid, it's a tax on stupidity. The price of this like purse that apparently all these famous women want to have. And they are now being sued for unfair business practices that block the sales of the so-called Birkin bag. I knew this was a matter of time when this was going to happen. They had two California plaintiffs allege that in order to even get to buy this bag, you have to kiss the butt of this company. You have to purchase so many ancillary products, like their stupid scarves and all this other stuff, before they even give you the opportunity to buy one of these so-called Birkin bags that are like $25,000, $30,000. I mean, that's like a salary. And so they were sued. They said that it's violating antitrust laws because they make them chronically unavailable, that it's an unfair business practice, and that it actually drives up the power and it gives or drives up the price and it gives the defendants total market power. So I don't know. So they're actually petitioning the FTC and they filed suit. They said the plaintiff tried to purchase the stupid purse because he's a moron multiple times, but was advised by sales associates to buy other items first before getting an invitation to take the bag, to be able to buy the bag. And then apparently you can only buy the one that they offer you. It is the craziest thing I've ever. It's like a cult. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. So in addition to that, if you are tired of crying alone, apparently you can go somewhere to cry. It's called the New York Sob Parlor, and it allows people to go into private rooms and cry because apparently your house isn't enough. They literally cry. It's called the Sob Parlor in New York City, and they've been getting attention where people go to a private room. I don't know how much they pay, but they go and they just like cry. Like no one gives you therapy. No one counsels you. They don't even give you a drink. Nothing. You just go and you go in there and cry. Isn't that what your house is? I'm just saying. And they said that, well, they have 36 playlists where you can listen to songs. Hi, look at Spotify. They have like, I'm sure they have a sad list. I'm sure they have a sad playlist. This is the goofiest thing I've ever heard of. The DC Attorney General has dropped charges against the Gold Star father, Steve Niku, whose son Kareem was killed in the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. It only makes sense that these charges were withdrawn, particularly when you compare all the charges that were dropped against those rioters who were burning and down buildings and vandalizing stuff during the riots. Stay with us. Or when people are invading people's spaces altogether. Did you guys hear about this? So there's a homeowner who was arrested because She changed the locks on her own home. This was in New York. A homeowner in Queens was arrested because she inherited this home from her parents and she was trying to sell it. And these people moved in and housejacked her. And they squatted in her house. She hired a locksmith. She changed the locks back on her property. And police took the woman, Adele Androloro, into custody because the squatters actually had the audacity to call the police. It's her house. They're not paying her rent. They're not paying utilities. And that's the law in New York. You can't even, if you're paying the light bill, you can't even turn off the electricity in the house because you can get in trouble. You're supposed to provide these things for squatters for free. They don't owe you anything. You have to pay taxes on the property and everything. You don't get a benefit. You don't get to have a moratorium on paying tax on property, but they can live there for free and you have to provide everything. New York, states like New York, give people, squatters, more rights than the property owners. That's not even, in fact, that is such an under-exaggeration of that truth. And so the police said that she had to deal with it as a landlord-tenant issue. She had to initiate an eviction. An eviction is kind of a straw man in this case because it presupposes that there was an agreement for these people to live there in the first place, which there was not, nor was there consent. The squatters claimed that she was a burglar. It's her property. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. And this isn't the only instance where stuff like this has been happening. I mean, there are a lot of examples of this. But this woman, it's in a million-dollar house, too. She got this, it was her parents' house. She can't even turn off the utilities. She has to provide the water, the electricity, everything. She can't turn any of it off. What if she couldn't afford it? What if she inherited her parents' home and she couldn't afford to assume assume any of the bills for it? What happened? What would happen? So now she has to go through this very lengthy process of having them evicted. Now, my thought was, well, can't you just like squat on the squatters? Like, isn't that something that you can do? Well, that's what one guy did. New York Post had this story. This was from last year. This is a man in Nevada. His mother lived in California. This Nevada man, his mother passed away or his father passed away. His mother couldn't live in the family home. So they put the house up for rent. And there was a woman who reached out to the guy, said she wanted to rent the house, but she couldn't pay and she had no credit and she had no documents or anything like that. And so he declined her. But she showed up and moved into the house with all her furniture anyway. And all the realtors were telling him, did you agree to allow, because he had contracts with realtors. They're like, did you agree to like allow this woman to move in your home? He said no. Then the neighbors started telling him. The sheriff's department told him there was nothing they could do. So what he did was he squatted the house back. He wrote up a lease agreement with his mother, making him the legal tenant. He loaded up his car, set off to California, waited for them to leave a day, entered while they were out. And then he ended up being the squatter and he made them leave. And they left. Now, he was like, it's not always going to be peaceful like that. No, because I mean, I believe in castle doctrine personally. I think if you're going to F.A., you're going to F.O. and you'll leave in a bag. That's how I look at it. This is just crazy. It's crazy that people have to do this.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.